104.5 The Zone, 934. This is the Wake Up Zone alongside Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop. I'm Kevin Inger, Morgan Alexander, our producer. Midday 180 coming up at 10 o'clock, so make sure you're here. All right, we head up to Clarksville now. Mark Hudspeth is the new head football coach at Austin Peay, taking over for Will Healy in a program that's been on the rise the last few years. Mark, how you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. You know, when you look at this job, what was attractive to you, with the upgraded facilities and a roster of players and recruits coming in that look pretty good? What did you like about the job?
Well, one, I think it's a lot of untapped potential. I think, obviously, Coach Healy's done a really, really good job of laying a really good foundation the last 2 years. But the sky's the limit. You know, there's a lot of things left that we want to accomplish and a lot of growth that's still there that we need to do. Some of the facility upgrades with the stadium have been outstanding. Now we've got to focus on some other facilities that we need to address. And obviously recruiting continues, and that will never end. But, you know, another thing too, when you bring your family to a place like Clarksville, and it's the great quality of life that you present to a lot of the families and recruits here, because this is, to me, is one of the best places to live in the country. We've always loved this area, and used to come to Nashville an awful lot. So it's just it's a lot to offer recruits, a lot to offer good coaches, to bring in a good coaching staff. And just think there's a lot of things here that we can do in order to get our program where we want to get it to.
When evaluating players and trying to figure out who fits where, how has having coached at different levels help you?
You know, I think every place you've been, you learn some things from each place that you bring with you. And every level still is the same. It comes down to players. And we always say it's not the X's and O's as much as it is the Jimmys and Joes. And regardless of the levels. And there's players here that we have on this roster that could walk in and play for us tomorrow at Mississippi State. They're good players here. And we're in the footprint of the SEC. And just like when I was in Mississippi State, you can't sign them all. There's a lot of good players out there. So we've got to do a great job of evaluating those guys. And if we can get them here to our beautiful campus in Clarksville and show them all we have to offer, then I think we'll have an opportunity to really to have some outstanding signing classes.
Our guest is Mark Hudspeth. He's the new head football coach at Austin Peay and has been at Mississippi State as a coordinator.
Hey, Coach, I guess this may take you back a little ways, but I guess tell us, why you got involved in coaching and who was your mentor or mentors that really you looked up to and you kind of used for guidance earlier in your career?
Well, I think really it started for me back when I was in high school. I had two outstanding high school coaches, Robert Herring, who was just sort of a legend in Mississippi, and then in the Hall of Fame there in Georgia, and another guy named Bud Turner, who was in the Hall of Fame in Mississippi. So I was very fortunate to get to play for two outstanding high school coaches that really developed my love for the game, and always wanted to be like them and love the game of football and love developing young men and love the work and love it's just how the game evolves. You got to always be learning and staying current. It's just, to me, it's just the greatest team sport in the world.
Are you coaching at your previous employer in the bowl game, or are you all in there with the Govs?
Well, we're all in here until signing day. Obviously, Wednesday is signing date, so I will be here and on campus and recruiting until then. There might be a slight possibility I go back and just coach a week leading up to the game when there's a dead period, obviously, and there's no recruiting allowed. That is yet to be determined because I got so many irons in the fire here that we're trying to get done in order to make sure we got our staff in place and our program in place and our players return. So a lot of work to do, and we're off to a good start, but we got a lot of things we want to get accomplished.
Mark, you've had a lot of success, whether we're talking about the D2 level or even Louisiana Lafayette, just elevating that program. What did you learn from your experiences there that's going to help you here at Austin Peay?
Well, one is that we went there and we inherited the worst football program in the nation. They were ranked 126. In the country when we got there, and they had the worst facilities in the country. And we went in there with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and rallied that community and rallied our fan base and our alumni. And they saw what a great football program could do for a community, for an area, and a university. And that first year we went 9-4 and and won their first bowl game, really first modern bowl game ever, and then had the same success the next 3 years. And so, you know, you learn what some exciting football and, you know, just trying to infuse energy into a community can do. And then, and obviously along the way, sometimes you stomp your toe and you learn from mistakes. And that's, you know, that's always a process too. Life's a, I always say life is a hard teacher, man. She gives you the test first, then gives you the lessons afterwards. And cool. That's always, it's always a learning experience, and I'll definitely be able to draw from every place that I've been to and coached in, and all the great coaches that I've had a chance to work with. I've drawn from all of them.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when, you know, they fired you at Louisiana Lafayette, you said you understood. You said it was probably time. And this gets into, you know, if you can be brutally honest about yourself, and I think, you know, a lot of your colleagues sometimes in coaching, that isn't always the case. How important is it to be brutally honest with your players in terms of teaching and making them better?
Oh, I think that's the most critical thing. And so that's the first thing I told our football team the other night here at Austin Peay when I had our first team meeting. I said, guys, I really look forward to the next few weeks and months where I can earn your trust, and then vice versa. You know, it's all about trusting each other and learning to work for each other, believe in one another. And, you know, these kids don't care what you know until they know how much you care. And so they're definitely going to see that we're going to bring in a staff that's going to have their best interest at heart. And we're going to get them to play hard for us and believe in our program. And you know, they're a great place here, great university, and a great place to live. And so we're excited about this opportunity. And so we're really excited to get started.
You know, obviously, from previous experience that it helps to be on the same page as your AD. You know, you've got a young but rising athletic director in Gerald Harrison, who obviously knew what he wanted, you know, going out there and hiring you. You know, how good do you feel about that relationship coming in?
Well, I know this. We really hit it off the first time we met, and I just felt like when he walked out of the room, I was like, man, I could work for that guy. He really made me feel like he had a great vision for this university, a great vision for this athletic program, especially the football program. And he was just I think, a guy that you can roll up your sleeves with, that's all in, that's willing to help you achieve your goals. And in return, you know, we want to do all we can to bring this university a championship and a championship program, not just on championship day, but we want to be a championship program all day, every day, and everything that we do on and off the field. And not only win it on the field, you know, we're going to be committed to having the best academic football program in this conference, and we will, without a doubt.
Mark, thanks so much for the time. Congrats on your new job, and look forward to seeing what's in store for you there at Austin Peay.
Hey, thanks a lot for your time. Y'all have a great day, okay, guys?
Okay, you too. All right, we'll see you later. New Austin Peay head football coach Mark Hudspeth joining us here on The Zone, talking about his new position there in Clarksville.
That looks like a pretty good hire. I mean, he really did a good job at Louisiana Lafayette. What, it took him to 4 or 5 bowl games.
They won 4 bowl games in a row.
Not bad.
All right, on the way next, how much traction is there really for an 8-team playoff? And the Preds step back out on the ice tonight against Vancouver. Wake Up Zone continues right after this.